Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, August the 20th, 2010, and the heat continues here in Arizona. And you know what? That's just the way it is this time of year, so maybe we all ought to just quit complaining and start looking forward to October. That's about the time the heat goes away around here. Okay, let's talk about rich. Ugly word for some people, isn't it? Rich. Filthy rich. Stinking rich people. Those greedy, selfish rich people. Let's tax all those rich people. They got way too much anyway. Ever heard that before? Well, what do you think of rich people? Now, be careful how you answer, because you are rich. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual riches that we have as born-again ones, which we do, but I'm talking about material wealth. You know, I can safely say that almost everyone in the United States of America is rich. Now, if you've ever visited other countries like I have, then you know what I'm talking about. I have seen extreme poverty. You know, there are even places in the world where one's whole existence in life is to get enough food for the day. And on many days, that doesn't happen. They just go hungry, and sadly, many people starve to death. Now, here in the good old U.S. of A., even those who are classified as at the poverty level, they would seem to be rich to people in some other countries. But let's take it a step further. To someone making an annual income of, say, $20,000 a year, a person making $70,000 a year would seem to them to be rich. To the person making $70,000 a year, someone else who makes $160,000 a year would seem to be rich. But here's the interesting part. Those who do make big six-figure incomes do not look with disdain on others who make more money than they do. Most people who make six figures don't use phrases like, "those filthy rich so-and-sos." So why are there so many derogatory comments about wealthy people? Is it jealousy? Well, it must be, because many people who call rich people names would gladly trade places with them in a heartbeat. You think I'm kidding? Why do millions play the lottery every day? Now, here's the point. First of all, no matter where you're at financially right now, you are rich to someone else. So, you are rich. Secondly, and most importantly, you need to watch what comes out of your mouth, because it's an indication of what's in your heart. That's what the Bible says. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you think that rich people are bad, evil, a bunch of crooks, dirty, stingy, and so on, then why would you ever want to be like that? You see, you can't try and set yourself on a course for success while at the same time your heart is saying, "that's an evil place to get to." It just won't happen. You see, you won't be successful because in your heart you cannot allow yourself to be filthy and stinky and bad and greedy. That's why you need to check what's in your heart. And if you need to change it, well, good, then change it, because you already are rich. Now, I'm certainly not a prosperity preacher, not by a long shot. But you know, when it comes to prosperity, each person has to define what prosperity is for them. I know that our God is not limited. There's plenty of abundance for whoever decides to receive it. But it's sad that so many people spend their whole lives criticizing everybody else's prosperity. Why not rejoice in the prosperity of others? Yeah, rejoice. Rejoice that there's so much abundance out there, so much available. And ask God to help you to get to the place that you desire to get to, that place which you have defined as prosperity for you. Yes, spiritually, God has richly blessed all His children. He has given all of us all spiritual blessings. Don't ever take that for granted. And in addition, He has promised to give and provide all that we need in the physical realm, regardless of the times that we live in. The Bible says that He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Isn't it great being rich? You are. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll bet you've got a comment. If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to this blog, whether you do that by email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.